Commissioners Court Special Session for Monday, May 19th, 2025, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Meeting Franklin County Commissioners Court, meeting notice of open meeting, special meeting called on this 19th day of May at 9 o'clock a.m. We'll start with invocation. Scotty, you want to?
Sure. Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We just do thank you, Lord, for this day, for all the many blessings, God, you've given us. We pray that you just help us keep our eyes set upon you. God, give us wisdom and understanding, Lord, in all the decisions we make for the county. And we're thankful for the opportunity to serve in this capacity. I thank you for this court and for all of our county employees, first responders. We just pray your blessings upon each and every one as they do their work. We seek to serve the citizens of this county. Thank you, Lord, once again, for every blessing and where we get to live. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. All right. Public comment, Jerry. Good to see you back in here.
I'm glad to be back. I'm thankful for all the little wishes and prayers that y'all give me. I'm thankful to be back.
You bet. Glad to have anybody else? Anybody? Okay. We will go ahead with business and go to agenda item number one. Consider and take action to award proposal for external audit services.
Do you have them?
Yes, I promise. Mike Ward Accounting, that's who y'all were recommending, correct?
It isn't, yes.
Okay.
Well, you're also the cheapest.
How many have?
It's two.
Two.
One out of that.
The other guy came close. He was within 5,000, and that's the closest thing that anybody's been to.
Where was he from?
They do City of Mount Pleasant. They're nationwide. They have an office in Irving, I think.
Oh, okay. It's not Walker Monker?
No. It was Brooks and Watson. Walker Monker's not doing anymore.
No, they're not doing
governmental audits anymore. They're not doing them.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions over that?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. I think that's an option, sir. Okay, number two, consider and take action to approve service agreement and work authorization for Calvary. Cal with the L.
Cav.
Okay, what's this? Calvary.
I know, but it's not.
Okay, right. Cavalry. It's Cavalry.
Yes.
On this one.
Cavalry.
Construction for Precinct Form 4, Barn Shed, and South Franklin Volunteer Fire Department Station 1 repairs. You want to talk about this first, Scotty? You want?
It's not going to be me. I can talk about it.
It's this county auditor.
Well, yeah, I know.
Y'all have been talking to the insurance people.
Him and Eddie's been talking to Cavalry.
Cavalry.
And bring in the cavalry.
Yes. And I have to think about how to say that.
You want to explain insurance deal, like, because y'all were talking about it, I wouldn't listen.
I did get a call from Landon this morning, and he did approve the contract. He said there wasn't a problem with it. And I read over it as well and couldn't find anything. But he can speak to the details, and it is very detailed.
It is. That's what's confusing about the, it was going to pay $116,000, $113,000, and all of a sudden y'all figured out something. Y'all talked to him, I don't know.
Okay, on the insurance side of it, what it is it's over $400,000 in repairs to both places, or all three places, I guess I should say. And so there is what they call recoverable depreciation, which I questioned in the beginning. I didn't really realize that it worked like that. We have replacement cost value on 90% of our buildings. And so what it starts out at is replacement cost value, and then it does less what they call recoverable depreciation. And you get a check for the actual cash value. Now, if you complete the repairs, then the depreciation is recoverable. So we'll get the $400,000 more, probably.
You have to spend the money before you even get close to getting the depreciation.
Yes, right. Yes. We got $100,000 up front. We'll get another $100,000 check, and then it'll be, then the repairs will move forward, so to speak. And then if there's anything left and when they're completed, then the other checks will come through.
And what we had, we obviously had
damage to my maintenance shop, the roof and sides and stuff. And then there was also damage to the storage shed that was built 5 years ago out to the, just on the north side of our maintenance barn. And then damage, obviously, to the, most everybody saw was to the South Franklin Volunteer Fire Department. We walked through with the guys from Cavalry the other day to look at it and went through each and everything on the estimate. And we're confident that the repairs that need to be made will be, the scope of work will cover it. So that was the, that's the main, that was the main, the main crux of it. There's gonna be, I'm gonna end up sending out probably an email to TAC. We're just requesting some clarity and also addressing a couple of issues that were not included on the estimate, i.e. for example would be the insulation underneath my roof on my maintenance shop. They did not include that, replacing that. And of course it's totally been soaked and mildewed and stuff, so it'll have to be replaced. The guy at Calvary was saying that's just, that's part of the process too. It's stuff that's discovered as they go forward. So got a couple of issues there that have to be addressed. But other than that, the scope of work that they have on assessing them, I just feel like we can get everything done. Get us back to where we were. So.
And when will construction or repairs be commenced on the under my or Jim?
Yeah, he said they have to do, there's a asbestos remediation that's going to have to be done first, and that'll take place. So they're hoping to start that next week after Memorial Day. And then after that, the construction part will start. They had to make a notification to the state of what they're going to be doing. And so they had their time to that time frame of like 10 days. But from their time of notification, they can start the asbestos remediation.
Okay.
And does that mean they're going to remove it? Is that what that means?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a certain percentage? Or
the asbestos problem is at the old school, the volunteer fire department, and it's in the tiles that are on the floor there. So what they're going to have to do, yeah, it's kind of a weird deal. But they're going to take those up, and then the whole process, they'll have people out there monitoring the air, because when they tear these tiles up, and you have the potential for the powder, there's going to be a whole, you know, hazardous suits and everything out there doing that.
You're talking about the floor itself?
Huh?
The floor tiling.
Yes, the tiling that's on the floor.
They didn't consider overlaying that?
They did, but this is the process they said that's going to be the best. They were talking about overlaying it, but once they get that tile up, they will overlay where the tile was.
Yeah, usually you can overlay over the existing asbestos tile, and that's good to go.
Yeah, and that floor inside that, and with all the water that we've had come pouring in there for the last 2.5 months.
And you got those, they're looking at down the road to black mold and everything.
Yeah. Well, and the positive thing on that is everything on that building is all concrete or cinder block. So there's no wood that's coming up from the ground up. And there might be issues, and that's kind of some stuff I'm going to talk about with the insurance company too, about the water that came in on some of the electrical equipment and HVAC stuff. So, but this is what they put together. I mean, the asbestos stuff is way out of my pay grade. So, kind of trusting these guys, but they're going, of course, and this, all of it's been approved by the insurance. So.
That was what the problem with the hospital was, going to tear it down at the time. It was going to cost $1 million to do the asbestos, and then we sold it to Janet. And Brooks Crowe did it for nothing. Just, and then after they found out he's supposed to do something, it's already gone. So,
in business, they do it different kind of government.
That's right. That's right.
That's money. That's money.
That's it.
And they said, I mean, it's like once they start the process, too, it'll look like, you know, you're in a, who knows what it looks like with all the hazmat suits and air. You'll be checking the air.
It's amazing that kids went to school there, huh?
All right. Motion to approve that? I hope you did. I already signed it, so I figured we can do this.
I'll make a motion to approve it, yes.
I second. All right. We're quick today, aren't they? Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
I'm talking to Brian.
All in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Y'all want to go over the hot tax today and kind of decide?
You're going to have to, because Tuesday you're going to approve whatever you're going to approve.
Well, you want to tell us about the remaining?
Well, I put that on there in front of you guys this morning. You know, we expended quite a bit this year, or will have expended quite a bit this year by the time year's in. We're not collecting quite as fast. Paris is working on a few places that have not been, and so she's sending out letters for those. But at the end of this year, I estimate that we're gonna maybe have 101,000. I always try to keep 10 to 15,000 in there for the next year, so that's gonna leave us with about 90K. Whereas last year we had about 175,000.
So today we need to break this back down to 101,000.
You need to break it down to 95,000.
Oh, 90,000. Well, we got 195,000 myself. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Ooh. Some upset folks in there.
Yeah.
Well,
just wait.
You're saying the 90,000 is the.
That's going to be the cash available to spend for 26. What it is right now, the cash available is 113,000, which is our fund balance. That's what fund balance in 045, which is hotels, taxes, is strictly cash. Plus the rest of 2025, I estimate there'll be another 51.5 based on what we've collected so far. That's all I can do at this point, because it's against the
government. Okay, I see what you mean.
So the total revenue available, 165,142, and we still have payout of 63,342. So that leaves 101,000. So I said 90 to 95 at tops.
So we still like some payouts for this year.
63,000.
But anything came in last far, and they're turning on more money right now for next year.
For next year, yeah. This is what this is for. Yeah. We're
doing. They still got money in the bank, but they want money for next year.
Well, they're just budgeting for next
year. I understand.
I know.
I believe if I was one of those, I'd have spent that money before I came back and asked for more for the next year.
Well, it was shameless because it's on.
And I understand the weather has something to do with it.
Some of it depends on when their events are and stuff.
Yeah, their events, they can't
like keep up, ours doesn't until October.
That's right, yeah.
Well, and the posse is the rest of it is for the sporting event, the labor.
Most of it's supposed to be advertisements, so when you start advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For Labor Day.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to start off, and the one that I don't want to change that. They never ask for anything more or anything is the Key Club for our Country Fest. That's $5,000.
I agree with you.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to keep that one at $5,000.
Well, I think most of a lot of this, the ones that have stayed pretty constant with the low amount. I mean, I think that one of the big issues we'll see, I think this year, is going to be the large increase or the large amount that's requested by the baseball and softball association.
Yeah. Well, baseball, they hadn't asked for money the last right. 3 years or so.
And including the sheriff's posse. I mean, for the last 2 years, that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that we've done that, but I think they'll have an understanding too. I know last year, the year before, when they presented, it was like, man, we'll be happy with anything we get. So the fact that 2 years in a row, they got it.
We kind of got into a little bit a few years back, and the money was a lot of money there. And I just said, let's just give them all the same amount. And, you know, there were times,
right.
You know, a lot of the court didn't agree with it, but you know, fair is fair. You either get what you get or you don't get anything, you know.
Right.
And we got to put a limit on it. Some of it got a little out of hand the last couple of years, I think. I mean, we're here to help, and I want to help, but
yeah.
I mean, when we got priorities that are set. We've got the ball field. We've got courthouse registration. I don't know, you know, a lot of that insurance and historic, but you know, it's still fitting. Even the airport could fall under some of the hotel tax money.
Right.
And that's what I'm looking at. And that saves the taxpayer money down the road. Here.
Yeah. Well, what do y'all suggest? Let's talk about.
You'll just go down the list.
All right.
Well, I mean, if you sit right there and put in $5,000 for everybody, that's $70,000.
You're doing what I was saying.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at it.
And that's what I'm saying is, but that's $30,000 more we could spend, you know, what, $20,000 more, did you say? $21,000 more?
We got about 90 to 95 available.
That would go a long ways on helping with some of the ball field parking lots and some other stuff, you know. 20,000 would help a bunch on a good pavement parking lot. I mean, that's just my thoughts.
Well, I mean, there's nobody that asked for less than 5,000, so.
Except one, Mount Vernon Music.
Yeah.
5,000. That's it. Everything else was. But you know what? It's kind of like I told some. I said, shoot for the moon. I said, but we'll bring it down anyway. And that's what we're doing today, is just bringing it down. Mm-hmm. Now, the sheriff's posse is going to be it, but they've gotten a lot of money the last couple of years from us. A bunch of money. And but they make money on the radio. So, do you want to say? You want to just break it down?
Well, let's see.
You gave 6,000.
One thing you can think about, we've got 14 of them, right? Like we told you, said a while ago, we've got 14 at 5,000 apiece. That's 70,000. So let's put the 5,000 out there for each one, and then we figure we have 20,000, 25,000 left to play with, right?
Yeah.
So that'd be right.
So that's be our best bet, right? My best. That's what I think.
And then now take that last 20,000 and disperse it the way we should. In other words, can we look at everybody and say everybody gets to 5? And that's going to actually satisfy a lot of people that are already on there. They're going to get their part. And then we, the really three or four really big requests, let's just figure out how we just disperse that 20,000. Does that make sense?
Parking lot at the ball field?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be a major deal. If you don't, it's going to have to be something done with it in the next year or two. It's going to get worse and worse.
Yeah. Well, it's already falling. I mean, it's falling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It holds still.
We do need to. We need to have some signs.
I'm not going to carry 20,000 go a long ways on that.
We need to have some signs made to put out there to keep big trucks from out there turning around. They're teared up in a minute now. You get all these rock trucks coming into these well sites and stuff, and they don't know where they're at, and they go in there and park and sit there and talk to the therapist, and every one of them turn around and on a dime and tear it up.
Yeah.
Well, do we need to start gating?
You know, put a gate there and charge them $15 every time they're going to sit there 5 minutes. I don't know what it is.
They have to build something to go up over the entry so they can't get in. Mm-hmm. But then
you could
be hard to get into the trash.
With a lock on it, I guess? I don't know, but that's the only way you're
going to
keep them out. You know,
going to
keep them out with signs.
Oh, look at Tab Bank or whatever it's called now.
You're not going to keep
them
out.
They put that deal up there and knock them down by 10 times.
They can't see above their eyebrows.
Well, as somebody said here a while back, they're just putting arms on a steering wheel nowadays to drive trucks, so it's gotten bad. All right, so when we come back next week, just say 5,000 everybody.
That's what I agree to.
Yes.
Y'all good with that?
Okay, that's our start. And then we got
to put that on the agenda for 5,000 apiece. Even with Mount Vernon Music asking 4,000, just put everybody 5,000?
Yeah, that would.
I'm sure they can.
You know? Okay. All right.
And then
we're good with that one.
I mean, I think overall, you know, it's supposed to go by the paperwork, by the what they draw in, but you know, after only 1 or 2 pencils, they get pretty sharp when they start doing that. And we know all about it. We've seen it, and basically they're all bringing in people, we just don't know how many. Mm-hmm. We know some of them bring in more, but you know.
So based upon what we're talking about, are we going to go ahead and allocate, I mean, it's 5,000 for per organization, and the other 20,000?
That's our limit. You say that's the way it's going to be this year, and that's it.
And we'll just say the 20,000 that's in there? I mean,
for county business.
Well, I think we're going to have to name that county business.
I was going to say,
I said promoting on our basketball program.
Yeah, I agree. Because I was thinking if it was the hot track, mm-hmm. we have to designate it. And that's fine too. I'm just trying to get an understanding of what we're talking. Is that what we're going to do there, Marla? We just stay with 5,000 all the way across the board, and then
you can do that. You can do whatever you want to with it, but you just need to name it.
We don't have to give them one red cent.
Right.
We let it sit there and draw interest for 3 or 4 years before we have to actually do anything.
Right.
But I don't want to draw interest on something that can go and help
people.
Exactly. So I don't have a problem with that.
So that's why, do we come Tuesday next week, do we need to say anything about that 20? The 20,000, not at all?
Yes. Yeah, we'll just allocate it. Or we can, you can say nothing, but I would rather be allocated.
Harford County spends every bit of theirs every year on their
Convention center or civic center.
It's civic center, and everybody probably loves its bit because they're making it work that way.
No, I agree.
We shouldn't be talking about using his name here, and I'm not going to, but somebody once said that we could save it up for a certain number of years, and he was right, to build a civic center.
Yeah, but you can't do it but three to 4 years is as long as you can keep a hold of it.
Something that was there that I can't remember what it was.
If you don't start using it after the third or fourth year, they start wanting to claw it back.
Yeah, unless you dedicate it toward that construction.
Well, that's a possibility, y'all. I'm going, it's got to be some type of a, kind of like we did the ARPA money. You got to set it aside for a certain thing. Now, that might work that way. I don't know.
But at $100,000 a year, how long is it going to take you to get enough money to build
it? It'd take 110 years to get that.
Yes, so I think what we're doing is a perfect show.
Yeah.
Well, the baseball,
support for the community.
Seems like the baseball field seems to be on the upswing, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try to keep it going.
I totally agree with you. I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I put a copy of that 391 deal. I want y'all to read over it real close before we bring it back up. We're talking about the Regional Planning Commission. We just kind of look over it, and I'm going to get Landon to look over it again, or to look over it.
You have to have two or more governmental entities.
I talked to the mayor, and he said bring it over and they would look at it, and we just need us and them, that would be good. But there's some things that kind of pop up here, that the creation, and it's kind of like bail bond board. Once you got it, you got it. And there ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Two-thirds of the board must be elected officials.
Two-thirds must be elected officials, so get ready to be on the board.
Thank goodness I'm appointed.
They can be a paid position. They can draw TDCR, Texas.
TCDRS, ERS, and TMRS.
Yeah, I know. So just before we dive off into it, I made a whole copy of it so you can read the whole law and the 391. So just pick and choose kind of thing as you want to go. Sometimes we jump into stuff and we don't read the whole thing. That's the whole 391 local government code on that and everything. So read over that. And also, I'm going to try to get the resolution where it kind of fits us better than it does these other counties to do that. I don't think that's going to be an issue on doing the other one.
Any bill that you pass up there, well, did anything significant happen last week or so? And
oh my gosh.
Have a picture of that.
Yeah, did I make y'all a copy of the...
I sent it to him by email, the one you sent to me on the board.
Basically, what we've been saying for years, they have really attacked local governments again. They're going after us where they can completely have and utter control over not only school districts, but out of counties and cities, because we've got problems in Austin, and it's not going to get fixed anytime soon, I don't think. And I can sit here like this, done my whole 10 years and gripe about the state. Somebody worked for the state for 26 years. It's
I can almost do your speech verbatim.
Oh, I know. But once again, it's just until somebody does something, I can sit up here and speak, but everybody's scared to death to do anything. They're scared to death.
I'll have another poll.
And they're going to do this state DOGE like the federal feds doing it, but they won't go after themselves, they'll go after us. So, you know, they jump up on their high horse and complain about everybody but themselves. They don't look in the mirror of the problems they have. But anyway, the biggest thing is tomorrow's Parrish's birthday. Do we need to sing happy birthday to you?
Happy birthday to
you. You said happy birthday. No, we're not. Do I get the day off?
Hey, have I told you? She's older than me.
She's older than me.
Yep, she's older than me.
But I'm old.
I'm saying.
Something else I want to talk about that. I can't. I had it on my brain while ago.
Budget?
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about the fire department. Let's talk about the budget right quick. You know, we had a really good meeting with the city the other night. I think we could work it out. I mean, but this year's budget's going to be really focused on fire departments and getting us a full-time fire department working and taking that first step like we talked about the other night. I think it'll work. I do, and I think all the fire departments, it kind of surprised me that the other volunteer fire departments were so okay with everything.
Yeah, I think they're hurting too, and they know this will help them.
Yes.
I mean, in the long run.
Yeah, so we, you know, it's kind of like by the time you call, you got a full-time fire department, by the time that either North Franklin or Deep South Franklin, by the time that they get out of the bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, get dressed, go to the fire center, the Mount Vernon will already be there. And because we have a full-time fire department there.
You're talking about full-time. Somebody that lives here and that's all they're gonna do is work their hours and they're still gonna be here. You're talking about somebody that works their hours and still gonna fight fire somewhere else.
Well, they're gonna have what, two firemen or three?
I think it's three.
Full.
Two and a half.
That's here all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week.
I'd be a little hesitant to hire people that's already got out of town jobs. I know that's a lot of the people that qualify.
Yeah, that's what you say. It's hard to find.
Will one agency hire another? I mean, I was wondering if that's.
I think you can go volunteer, but you cannot.
He said there's a certain number of hours.
500.
$500
for a part-time firefighter. He can only work 500 hours.
And that's just like it says. If you got somebody that's working out of town full time, and then they come home, eventually they're not going to go file fire when they're at home. You got your shoes kicked off, lean back, and say, "I'll let somebody else handle it."
Yeah.
And that's why I'm getting.
I think he's got a couple of them that are
going to
be full time.
Yeah, they're actually at
that. If I'm going to do it, you're right on full time here, period. That'd be on the bus.
Yeah, he's going to actually get paid out of here than he would.
I'll call and check with some of my friends in Dallas. It'd be interesting to know if Dallas, DFD will actually hire somebody that's full time at another place. I mean, in other words, you can't. That's be like.
I
don't think you'd be able to.
I think you could be a full time fireman in Dallas or wherever, right. And work part time there, right. Be just a side gig, so right. To speak. Yep. But you can only work 500 hours a year.
You're sleeping half the time, maybe. Well, that's the greatest job in the world.
One day on, 2 days off, or 2 days off.
He's thinking about a 48 on, 96 off. But he's trying to make it work with a number of people, and some of it's going to depend on how many people they were to get to.
How many employees?
I'm sorry?
And how many firefighters?
Three on each shift.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, between the guys, there's 12, but I think there's.
For the whole county?
Yeah, yes. But then there's. You got vacation.
Well, there's nine.
Yeah.
There's three shifts.
Three is nine.
And then you'll have to have about three.
And then he's going to have some part time.
Which is cool. A part time guy, like I said, a part time guy can cover a whole shift multiple times. It just won't.
Yeah.
He's not going to be getting the full.
Well, he's got to work less than 30 hours a week.
Right.
So he can work two shifts because the shifts would be 12 hours.
If they do the 24 on, he'd work?
Work a day.
Work a day.
That's about it.
And we still need to, I think they're wanting us 50-50 for just a year, but you know,
we'll have to fight
that battle when we get to it, but. We're still paying 100% of the ambulance, so
yeah.
that brings it to 60-40 pretty close. Anyway.
Well, we even
heard
the
last.
Yeah, well, we got another year on that, for the
ambulance service.
They spent a lot of money here in the last year to, what's going to be the ones that's paid for them.
And the elephant in the room. Raises. Do y'all want me to figure raises?
It's going to be.
Like a 3%?
Slight if we do anything. We're just got to get the numbers back and kind of look at it.
Well, I need to work on that, if that's something.
Yeah.
It takes me on, it's not something I can do. Something I can do overnight. I mean, I have to have a little time to.
There's, well, I'd be starting with that, you know.
Okay.
But. We're budgeting right now. What's the tax rate going to be?
Well, it's going to be less because we're at 2.8 billion now. Yes.
I'll address the elephant room too. I'm going to say it. It's we last 2 years, we've given rate, and I'm all about, if we're going to give raises, we give it to the employees, elected officials on here this year.
I thought it was the other way around.
How dare you? Yes, I'm sorry. I'm just going to, that's where we're going to go.
No, I would have done that before, and but once again, here's the other side of that. I don't want to start getting to another point where employees make a.
We're not doing it. We're coming 1 year right now.
Yeah, but no, that's what we started before.
And I'm with you, but we'll discuss that next year. I'm not going to make a decision right now based on this 3 years in a row.
I can't remember, but I know it's right to be wrong sometimes.
If you give a raise, it's going to be across the board totally. And you know, we're elected officials, we're also an employee of the county.
That's exactly right, and we have to put back.
And that's where you guys want to go. That's fine. I'm just saying, I'm not going to be a part of it.
If an elected official don't want the raise, they don't take the raise.
No, but I will step back and still vote no too on the whole thing.
You can vote no.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you also vote no.
We've had a problem the last 2 years. I don't mean to upset the apple cart here, but we did say the last 2 years we're trying to take care of. That was our goal the last 2 years.
But I think our employees are the number one goals and the people that work here.
Right.
There's some people that don't need the money, but there's other people that can help them.
Well, I think everybody needs the money. I mean, I don't know, parse out who does and who doesn't need it. That's not the issue. I'm saying what the fact is, our employees are the most important part. Our elected officials, we are compensated well for what we're doing. We've done it 2 years in a row. I'm saying if we're trying to fix the fire department issues, it's going to, I don't want to have to go out and have a tax increase on the citizens, what I'm getting to. Does that make sense?
I understand, but I disagree.
Okay, and that's fine. I understand.
And I agree with you to the point, fire department comes first. That's no issue.
Well, that's kind of what we talked about the last 2 years. Equipment for road and bridge, and then also salaries and pay for employees, including elected officials. And now we've got a whole new thing we could take on this year, and that's trying to fix this fire department issue. And we obviously all know that we can't do all of it.
You're right.
We're never going to be able to do all of it. So how are you going to make those decisions? And they're the hard decision to make. Yeah. So.
And then and you can look at 3% or something like that.
A penny brings in right now, based on where we were, is $197,000 is what a penny brings in. Based on where we were last year. Now, of course, it's going up. So a penny will bring in a little bit more, probably bring in 205, somewhere along there, 207. What, Jerry?
We're a long way from finding out what we were actually going to spend, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
And the other part we think about is what Ricky's going to come and ask us to try to start
absorbing
some of the other issues that Senate Bill 22 has taken care of.
Well, we knew that was the big elephant in the room when that got started.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was part of the issue when it got started. That when it goes away, is everybody going to be willing to look at Ricky and say, well, it went away? We can't absorb it. That's what I'm saying. So
that's right. He's trying to absorb it into the budget now.
Right. He's trying to absorb that. So if it does happen, but yeah. if we do absorb it into the budget, there's another item that we haven't budgeted for, and that's a continual deal.
Is that the word you use, absorb, or?
I talked to Pallas County, and he put it in written form. whenever they get the pay raise out of Senate Bill 22 to their officers, that if they lose the Senate Bill, they will go back to where they were making these, and that's in writing on their part. We didn't do that, of course, but, and we didn't do Ricky's salary that way. We just made him 75 to start off, and then he got a pay raise out of it. So he's up to almost 80 right now.
That's why I was wanting him to do contract with all the people that got that.
Yeah, he didn't want to do that, though.
I know, if he had done contracts with the employees that got that money,
yeah,
it'd have been a lot easier on this right here, mm-hmm. but it didn't work that way.
I agree. And he's wanting to give pay raises to his officers this year. After the three, I went blank, all of a sudden.
Off what?
What's the call, 322?
SB 22. Oh, honey, I'll never forget that. That's been a nightmare. Yeah.
But, you know.
Trying to make that work payroll-wise.
And, of course, you know, priorities. You know, I'm this guy, priorities are what our priorities are. What we don't take care of.
Yeah, and another thing that y'all need to be thinking about, because we are going to have budget on June 25th, is that right? And so we need to be, the priorities this year are for 2026 are going to be of the utmost importance, guys, because there's just going to be a minute amount of money if we do this fire department. So we really, really have to be mindful of what we're spending.
Yeah, but that sets us in play for the following year.
Yes.
For the fire, we'll be in a lot better shape.
It'll be fine after that, but that first year is going to be tough.
If we do what we're talking about on the fire department, full time, you're going to raise taxes. Ain't no doubt about it, you'll raise taxes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It could have been 10 cents.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, exactly. That's exactly what.
Everybody over 65 gets to pay for it too.
That's why. Yeah. I'd rather for us to make that decision than somebody else.
Exactly. Thank you. Have some type of a little bit of control.
Everybody over 65 will be very appreciative of that. I'm indeed.
And the public wants a good fire department. They're not getting around that. And going back to Scott, what you were talking about the salaries, I've been here 8.5 years or whatever, and I've had more people tell me that we need to raise this instead of, you know, I have very, very few people tell me that we got paid way too much. Nearly all of them said you need a pay raise.
Oh, you'll never.
I agree. I think that the last 2 years we've done that, we addressed it.
Yeah.
So what I'm looking at for next year, we talked about all year long since January, December of last year, is the fire department issue. And so it's like, if this is what our priority is going to be, understanding that we just said it a while ago, that next year, or the budget season next year, after we've done the fire department for 1 year, it's going to be a little easier thing to deal with. But right now we're focusing on having to do it. And we might even have to increase taxes to take care of the fire department issue this year. But that was a priority. So it's like to add more stuff onto it. If there's gonna be increases, it goes to the rank and file. That's just my opinion.
I agree.
I think if we put these kind of resources to it, that's what we should expect. Working in good faith.
This kind of look over, it's not maybe, you don't have to do it today. I've been reading over, there's some things I have questions over.
Have you been in Washington or
something?
Yeah, a good looking city.
Well, I gotta fake it occasionally.
You always got something to come back up.
You're pretty quick.
I'll take it out in 10 seconds.
You're pretty quick.
The fix out at the West Annex, what do we need to do with that? Do we need to put that on the agenda?
For what?
The septic out of the West Annex.
Oh, yeah. He just needs to fix it.
Well, I never really understood what we were going to do with it. I mean, we talked about it. But
I thought he said he was going to go down and put the casing around the other one so if it just pressure, it wouldn't hurt that pipe or something. He said fix it or it won't crack.
crush or move.
But the problem is, did y'all tell him to fix it?
I thought.
Or did we just talk about it?
Well, what was that?
I could have swore I told him to fix it.
You need to explain that, because I'm not smarter than that. I understand. I just hope it doesn't work.
In the back, working on that parking lot and building. And the sewer pipe run across.
Three stopped up toilets in last week.
Jeff, if you're home, I'll check to make sure what he's toilet paper only, not the wash.
And then go in calls.
All right.
The baby wash water.
Make sure the aisle is right.
I'll be the toilet monitor.
No,
you know, I'm already the sewer girl, so that one part of there.
Molly called the lady, she said, we need to stop. Called us, and she's on vacation. Somebody's got a real sensitive touch or something. Yeah, we got one pole that doesn't work out there on that one field.
Do we know what it's
going
to cost? Is anybody can call anybody to look at it?
I told her to just let
yes.
What's his name? The electrician. And get us a quote.
Okay.
I've been flipping the breaker, it still don't work.
It's $600.
I don't think so.
They're completely done.
They said it's up top. Did you say that?
Well, I was told it was up top.
But I personally think it's worth it. But when they built that factory, cut at that time, we've had problems ever since then. So I'll call her again. Or call him.
Oh, and the hole in the parking lot. That's something we need to address.
The what?
The hole in the parking lot.
Which parking lot?
This parking lot. That's the end of that.
Yeah, we need to. I was waiting for the rain season to quit so we can smooth it, pack it, and put concrete back.
When are they going to hook the gas
up? It's up.
Oh, they are going to hook it up?
It's hooked up. We're waiting for our part to come in on the generator, our free generator.
Our free generator that's wound up costing
$6 million.
$6 million on
this side. It's no gas. They got to put it back.
Oh, they just haven't got it. It's already, you're talking about they got it up.
You got it up.
We got it up there. We just
did it. Did they get the one that fits the annex?
They don't have a meter either, I don't think.
They got it.
They
got
one.
They
just
got
a meter. Oh, he needs a meter in both places, I do believe, but we ain't got one in either place.
Yeah.
Did you ever find a work order?
6 weeks in, no.
No.
That's why nothing gets done.
That's what's good about having somebody local that you can call. I guess Brian. TV sports guy.
Well, we tried to call him and he looked, but he couldn't find it. He couldn't find it on the with the addresses, but we don't have any numbers.
What are we going to do with the old generator?
Where is it?
You want it? I don't even know where it's at.
That's what I was about to say.
I've got a couple of ideas and I don't know whether South Franklin, they don't have a generator down there. We don't have one at North Franklin.
We got one. There's one in South Franklin.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. You have one for the community down there for the...
Do what?
Like for...
Community center?
Yeah, the voting place. Yeah, that down from the fire station. Okay. They have the
North Franklin have one?
No, that's what I'm wondering if what we're going to do. I might set it up out there for a cooling or whatever deal out there.
It's a guard up there, but do we know where it is?
I have no idea.
Probably
out there behind the
east end.
Behind the east end,
I
hope.
I mean, or I can put it on a trailer and we can make a mobile one out of it. If they got size
of
one,
I mean,
one of the places they don't have is North Franklin and the airport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it runs on diesel, so.
Yeah.
It can be portable. Yeah. So, it's a good idea. I got to find it now.
All of a sudden it was there and it wasn't, and the new one's there.
I'm pretty sure we can get there after.
I probably carried it to East Annex, but I can't say that with any certainty.
Is that why the work done over the years should have been fairly good shape?
It is, it just wasn't, it wasn't.
Big enough.
Wasn't big enough.
Yeah, what it was hooked up to, it worked great, but it just wasn't hooked up much.
I think you'd run that.
Yeah, it's running good, and yet the, now there's a generator out there, but Ricky put it out there because of the transmitter.
Yeah, the tower Ricky put out there.
Yeah. But that's all it's hooked up to is the
tower, so
the radio tower. Mm-hmm.
All right. What else do we need to talk about?
I think the ball field, those roof tops out there in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, Marla said you said something about it.
Yeah, that was, them things need to be moved.
Yeah.
And if.
Well, my plan was if we can just call us.
Oh, y'all want some more? Still want to put some more up there?
If we can get everybody to come out there and get them all put up.
If you want, that's fine.
It's not going to be easy way to move them to where we're going.
We got to figure out a way to keep the chimney sweep out from under them.
Probably won't work. Give the guys a shotgun.
Excuse me, my house, I looked there the other day.
That's fine. My deal is it's going to come up with some windstorm and tear out all that chain link fence because those things are heavy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
And they catch wind too. Well, they're about 9 of them.
You were talking about that?
When
you.
Told you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, it would definitely be this fall project.
See you later.
Got a big
putting on the rest of the awnings over the bleachers.
They called me the other day and wanted to roll off dumpster out there for June tournaments.
Oh.
And we got two, it was $626. I told her that would be open if they wanted one. If they don't, I can open the dump down here.
Well,
that's what I did last time.
Surely God, somebody's got a dump truck or they'll donate for a day or two for something like that.
Well, you think so, but here's another problem is we got people all that live out there that's dumping their personal trash out there.
That's the biggest problem.
The two dumpsters that we got.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
The last company.
I know personally.
You can lock them, but these can't be locked.
There's no way to lock them?
Oh, they just throw the trash out beside
them. Well, right now they're throwing it in, but.
Mm-hmm. You lock them, they'll just pull up there and throw it all out right beside it.
Well, if y'all see, call the sheriff's department out there and they'll go through there and leave. They'll put letters or something with their name on it. They can find, we used to find them on the side of the road. I was a highway patrolman on that county road, tearing trash up and finding and sending them a ticket in the mail.
And that's why the department lets us use their trash truck?
I ain't doing anything to text about it.
So you said roll off of $600?
$625.
And then they had to come pick it up and it was
You can buy one.
Almost $1,000.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, my gosh, if you're in one for 2-3 months, you could buy one.
A lot of companies are buying their own, you're getting away from that expensive stuff.
Trash service.
See, I took them out there one day, then we went back Monday and hauled the rest of it off.
Yeah.
They were all pulled in.
Oh man, listen, I don't
hear that. You bet you can get one for $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got to have something to pick it up and haul it off.
Well, it's easy.
Is it?
Got rotors on it, just run it up on that low boy trailer I got.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You can haul it anywhere you want to. You got the backhoe out there, you can dump it. Wherever you want to dump it, you can take it.
Take your mouth open to the dump ground.
Yeah.
All right, what else? Anything else anybody can think of?
There is, I can't think of it.
Okay.
I'm glad to see Jerry back.
Yeah.
Oh, don't forget. We don't meet Monday, we meet Tuesday.
Right.
Monday's a holiday, so we'll meet Tuesday.
I had a little question asked me the other day. What are we going to do with the B building out there. Are we gonna move Sarah?
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about spending money on that. We'll fix that up before. Where are we gonna get the money for that?
You notice I just stuck my head. I didn't say anything. Well, if you do anything, you need to do it.
Because I know the 4-H program is growing. I mean, they are growing.
We,
And they just
But you're gonna have to get somebody out there to tell you what it's gonna cost, and then we go from there. But I don't have a clue.
And I think the main thing out there is just the bathroom.
Yeah, right now it is. We need to get the bathroom put in.
Well, does it have HVAC? Does it have air and heat? Is that something you're gonna
have? I know it does.
Yeah, they see it, Jim. I don't
know. I looked at the units were up there.
There's a unit out there, and we looked at it just because I said the members said, me and you out there, we said something, ooh, we got to play that up good or something. It was nasty. So I don't know what we have to have, but here's Robert Zinn's moved upstairs. He did not do any work.
County attorney's moved downstairs.
So that's $14,000 we're saved right there because he said he's just going to live with it. Well, now we got some flooring issues. We're still waiting on insurance on that. Yeah, and the historical guy was wrong. He said, just put some fans on it, it'll go back down.
No. It hasn't.
No.
And I don't look for it to.
No, I don't either. And then the county attorney's moving downstairs. They're just getting one door put in, a wall, and that one go in there. It's where the swinging gate was, JP's office, they're going to put a door right there. Kind of block that out a little bit more. So that shouldn't cost that much. Mr.
Clay
did it. I don't know why I can never think of that.
They're doing a door where they have to be able to buzz in. They can't just walk through.
Yeah. Those are nice.
Yes.
Yes.
They are.
Scott, where are you at on your...
Yep. We're going to do it Thursday morning.
Thursday morning?
Thursday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll send Dole to get the... I talked to Zach the other day, so... Zach will go Thursday morning.
Get a loan. What are you talking about?
I'll let Joel go get it on Wednesday, and then Joel will start a loan after he empties out in the morning. We'll start over on 4350 on the south end. So we have to do that. And once we finish that, we do Strowman's Road, and shot off of it. Then we'll swing around 115 down to 4380 and do that. So like I said, it's total, just a little bit over 3.5 probably. So.
Probably in a week or so, we're going to start busting up roads, reclaiming roads out 10-10, all 10-10. We're going to do 14.
That's 34, isn't it?
Yeah. We're going to do all that.
I don't like those numbers. I like what we've followed for 100 years.
Yeah, everybody calls it 30-40, but the number is 10-10. And we're going to get whatever we can get up here around town this year. Hopefully, 18, 20 miles.
Has the city approached y'all about doing any of theirs?
I told them last year it got late. I told them I couldn't do nothing last year. They didn't talk to me this year, but boy, I got a heck of a. I mean, if they want to do the ones there on 10-10, I mean, we can do that while we're there, and it don't take long. But they better hang it up and start hollering if they want to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to them anymore.
Well, we'll just raise the water bill prices some more.
Well, let me tell you about we fixed that road when we went on 10-11.
You did what?
We fixed, last year fixed 10-11, and their part was 10,000. I did not bid them for it because I want to be able to get water anytime I want to up here.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because the water's critical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it is.
And once lithium gets started, we're not going to have any, so I guess we'll build any.
They can burn pretty easily. They use the groundwater.
Hey, Chris, so we got a timesheet. The scout. Is there going to be a new timesheet template coming out for the next paper year?
For next time, yes.
Okay.
Yes, this payroll is regular. It's just like normal.
Well, we turn those in today, that's what I'm saying. It's just one coming. So.
And the 21st will be a... 21st through the 25th, is that right? Will be a short week. And we had this discussion, that's where we're going to.
And I was asked this morning about how we're gonna pay. Because this isn't holiday, we will pay the hours that they worked for admin. we're not going to cut them short because we're changing it.
Right.
That's only for holiday. If you work 12 hours, we're going to pay you those 2 hours at 12. At 12 hours. 10 hours, whatever it might be. You're going to get what your normal work day is.
Whatever your shift is.
Yes.
To make a 40-hour work week. And once we get through that week, then it'll be fine, because it'll be Monday through Sunday. We'll start Monday on the 26th.
New pay period starts this week on Wednesday.
21, yeah. And we'll go 21 through 25. We'll go Wednesday through Sunday. Then the 26th will start the Monday through Sunday payroll.
Okay.
Did she tell you the corrected way on that?
I got a bridge at 10:18 at Big Creek, that old bridge that the state's supposed to start on. I've got semi closed right now. The thing washed out again for about an 18th time. But I mean, there's nothing heavy to go over, but we're letting the traffic go through. It's narrowed down, but we'll keep an eye on it. But it's just about on its last leg. Ever since they've done that work up there at South Hill on those solar fields, they put a tremendous amount of water on that creek. It is unreal how much more water comes out through there. Believe it or not.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm waiting for. I don't know what they're going to do with the Sulphur River Bridge.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot they're ever going to do with it. I mean, it costs multi-millions of dollars to clean it out. And you know, they can sit there and talk all day long, and I'm going to go back to solar, and solar is a whole lot of that cost.
Well, I've got to disagree with you on that for one reason. I sat there and watched them every time I get to South Hill, and I talked to several of them. Since they're green energy, they couldn't just cut trees down.
Oh, I know. They ground it up. They ground it up. There's a lot of places that contractors did it and they didn't know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, Jerry, that thing's been stopping, you know, it has for 50 years.
It's been sitting in there since the farmers got in there and clear cut it. I mean, that's 1972.
They straightened that out there. I've sat there and watched it 15 minutes. I looked through them and I'd watch it come up over
there. But it's really. It's really got bad over the last few years, though.
And y'all used to go out there, used to watch y'all sit out there. Y'all had nerves.
You used to be able to push the logs under the bridge, but they can't no more.
But I will admit, in the last 5 years, I've never seen that back there where you can't see the water back there.
It's pretty much run up Salt River for probably 3.5-4 miles. And the only way you'll ever get out is you have some, I guess the Corps engineer's got dredgers that goes in there and dredges all that and open it and get the flow going back through there. And that's what I'm saying, it's a multi-million dollar deal.
Yeah. What's the big ranch over there when they started clear cutting all that?
Charlie Colfer. They started back in the early 70s clear cutting, and some people before him tried farming. John D. Wright, I don't know, that in there, then they came in and clear cut that and started raising rice down there.
Well, I'll tell you who bought a bunch of it, started clear cutting a lot of it. It was Judge Foster. He bought the bunch of it down there.
I remember
him doing that.
But that's mediocre to what they were doing. You know, Griffin Ranch over on the north side, they did a lot of clear cutting. And then you had the Suffolk Bluff Ranch.
That's
The Suffolk Bluff Ranch, it's done gone now, but Kelsey Warren, he was at that meeting. He owns that whole thing now. And he was kind of grabbing, but they're part of the problem. But they didn't admit it.
That's who I heard cut down.
Well, they went in there and prepared. See those levees up there? They was from 37 west up to past the ranch. There were like 14 breaks in that levee.
Mm-hmm.
And that was relieving the pressure off of sulfur, and it was, you know, flowing out. Well, they went in there and started farming. The South Bluff Ranch went in there and started farming, so they closed all them levees up, and that's what's put all that logjam and everything in back into the creek.
Well, it's as bad right now as I've ever seen.
It is.
I don't see it. I'm scared. Every time I go to Paris, I'm just partying down across that bridge.
That thing's in worse shape than they're letting on it is.
Oh, yeah. It's got
well, it has to be.
No way.
Well, yeah, they drilled those pipes down 50 foot deep. And if you soak the water out of the creek, you can see the bottom of the pipes.
Not surprised at all. No.
Well, I tested all the concrete between here and Hagensville. We're just, we all be scared. I work for Textile. That's my job every morning.
That was a bit of money, man.
Yep, I'd be scared.
There's pouring concrete down around there, and they had some of those big 80 foot beams sitting across there.
Yeah.
And there's one of those concrete jokes. Well, underneath the one of those 80 foot beams, and the headache rack hit that beam, and it did. It tilted it over, and then went right down through the windshield. It went all the way to the ground, and it, all it touched was that guy's big toe that was driving the truck. Mm. Was that close he came to being maxed?
Well,
you know, we just talked about that a little ago. I've been down there and pushed many logs.
Well, I used to watch out.
I said, well, I probably wouldn't want to do it nowadays.
I'd rather get a shootout.
Did you hear this on the old bridge or something? You talking about something shaking. That thing was shaking.
When they talk about how sturdy that rig is, when you grab one of them logs, did you feel the whole thing move, buddy?
Oh, heck no. Well, you can't tell me that.
And I'm sitting there with this machine like this, and all
those logs, it's not, heart is not damaging.
Water is very powerful when you got trees coming shooting down through there.
It's
not a very far fall. All right, what we doing for your birthday tomorrow?
Nothing. I'm not going to be here.
What?
I'm going to find something to do because I'm not coming in here.
Going to Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby.
I got stock in Hobby Lobby. Every weekend. What more can you buy?
I don't even go anymore because I'm just like, we'll have a garage sale out here
this summer.
We can't figure out when you walk up there to that Hobby Lobby and they say, I got to get me a roll of thread and there's a whole lot
of thread.
Like Alan Moose said, oh, that's what I want right there.
Go ahead.
My wife and mother-in-law, and I'm not exaggerating, 45 hours every time.
Oh, no,
I said, my God, what can you could go up and down the aisle 60 times a piece. She said, no, you could go up and down the aisle. We take our time. I said, yes, you do.
They don't even want to see the so cold beer, man. You know, do they?
Yeah. Well, I don't have one for the husband. A bar for the husband.
They ought to have a bar.
They put a load of the side of there.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Now, we can go to Longview or Paris, but they go every Saturday.
I don't take him.
No, I don't go anymore. I can't do it.
He's a recovering Hobby Lobby person. I make a motion to adjourn.
Say, on first day. All right, thank y'all. Good job, Toby. Hey, Brooke, I've signed these here.
Brooke, she's not that okay.